Leaders of the BRICS nations meeting in Brazil last month reached an important agreement. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa would create a development bank to counter the West's dominance in international finance. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff.
The new BRICS Development Bank should have an initial authorized capital of $100 billion and an initial subscribed capital of $50 billion equally distributed between its founding members, the five BRICS countries.
Some analysts worry, since international finance has long been the territory of established institutions like the World Bank and the IMF, founded and run by Western nations. Curtis Chen served as U.S. ambassador to the Asian Development Bank. We reached him via Skype.
So there's always uncertainty and a little bit of fear of what is to come. But you know, what I tell people is don't be afraid of this future, this uncertain future. We need to embrace it.
Uri Dadush agrees. He tracks the world economy at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
The world needs more development finance, particularly in the area of infrastructure. And I like the idea of having more competition. Competition not just in the private sector, but competition among public institutions, so long as it's, you know, constructive and complementary.
But Dadush warns the new bank's leadership will need discipline.
It needs to have very strong technical skills in the specific areas of focus. It also needs to understand how to operate in developing countries, which are a very challenging environment. And it's one of the reasons that the IMF and the World Bank have such advanced safeguards.
And what worries Curtis Chen?
I believe the BRICS nations will find that the solution to their economic growth isn't necessarily one more institution like the BRICS Bank. It'll be getting a handle on what I call the little brick, that bureaucracy, that regulation, that intervention, that corruption, now not that sectarianism, that is holding back countries, you know, from Burma to the BRIC members themselves.
The bank's presidency will rotate, with India going first. The bank itself will be located in Shanghai. But experts say it will be a while before that first bank loan is made. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.